Happy Tuesday, everybody. Sherm here, the Crazy Asian. Hope you're having a fantastic now. Recently put a post out there on Instagram about how hard work will beat talent in the long game. And what I mean by that for a lot of people is that they think that they need to have a specific set of skills like Liam Neeson in the movie Taken, or they need to have some insane talent like a LeBron James, a Michael Jordan, a Kobe, a Dwayne Wade. What they fail to recognize is that hard work is what will separate those that get to where they want to be in life and have what they want to have in life versus those that don't. We know, if you think about it, you know people that are gifted with amazing talents but have squandered it by poor decisions. And those poor decisions were not leveraging that talent. They weren't putting in the work. They weren't willing to sacrifice the time to get to where they want to go. They were too focused on the short term, or because they had the talent, they thought they could just rely upon that talent alone to get them to where they want to go. I knew many a kids in high school that in middle school were phenomenal athletes that wouldn't put in the time or the work to become better. And what happens is they were eclipsed by their sophomore or junior year by others. Others were outworked in the gym. Others were outworked in the classroom. Same thing works in the business context. Now, we might not necessarily see it as readily as going to school. You know the employees, though, that are dedicated. They come in usually one of the first. They also leave one of the last. And I'm not saying that it's about time in a seat. I don't believe in experience is just, hey, you need to be here for 5 years. No, experience is doing what's required to get done. That's true experience. They're willing, though, to sacrifice some of their time to get to where they want to go. Now, I'm not going to say that you need to work 7 to 7 or, you know, 8 to 9. It's your choice on what you want to do. I'd say for most people, though, if they want to get promotions, if they want to get seen, they need to do things that get them seen. They need to put themselves out there in a way that's going to make them vulnerable, going to give them an opportunity to lead, and also it's going to make them uncomfortable because they're going to be putting in the hard work to perfect themselves. They'll be learning things that they're not familiar with. If your company, if you're, let's say, in marketing and you're more of a designer, are you learning social media? Are you learning how to create video? Do you know how to edit videos? Do you know how to put in text? Do you know the algorithmic method to a certain extent of how your post can get seen on the business level? Too often, we say that's not in my job description, and thus we find ourselves limited in our scope to succeed because we're so focused on, oh, what does it say within my job description? I don't want to do above and beyond, and then thus we're not paid above and beyond, nor are we promoted to the next above and beyond. It's required to do the work first, and then to see the compensation for all that hard work. Sometimes we get it backwards. If you went to college, you paid for your education, and thus you got a higher income, a nicer position than an hourly entry associate. The salary entry associate should be getting paid more and have more responsibility than an hourly associate. And you see that time in, time again, and the sacrifice was on the education. But because it's so commonly seen, we forget that that was the requirement. You had to bust your hump to get knowledge, education, in order to get the higher compensation. In the workplace, you're putting in the work, the time, the effort, in order to do things beyond your job description, in order to get that promotion. If we look at our areas of life, when it comes to our own business, when it comes to the company we might work for, are we putting in the work that's required? And now, people will say, well, I work smart, Sherm. I'll say, great, good for you. Now work long as well. Do both. It's not or. Put in, work smart, and work hard. Do both. Both is required at your hand. in order to be successful in life. We cannot allow ourselves to just allow talent to be our separator. Allow your work ethic and your talent to be what takes you to that next level. Shrooms out.